This podcast of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed has been waiting for you to enjoy whenever you're ready. Just like the new Slender Blend Up from Boost Juice. Lighten the load. With less than 225 calories and 20 grams of protein, they're at Boost Juice now.
Podcast, hi. Hi, Grant.
Podsters.
Or Master of Accents. How about this one?
Hello, dear. You look ravishing today.
Meant to be.
That's Prince Philip. Right. Can't you tell?
Nope.
His regalness.
Oh, is that Camilla?
No, I'm kidding.
Let's have Camilla.
I'm here.
G'day, darling. How are you?
Very similar.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bourbon, Camilla.
Would you call yourself someone who's good at doing accents and sort of impersonations? What's your best impersonation? Don't say Arnold Schwarzenegger, it doesn't count.
Like the Russian accent.
No, you can't do that.
It's Russian.
It's not
Russian.
Like you're
this.
Doing Borat. You can't.
No, he's from Kazakhstan. That's different.
Right, and that's what you're doing.
No, I'm not. Russian. I like the Russian. I like the Family Feud, you know? You get the dancing bear when you win fast money on the Family Feud.
That's Borat. That is a Borat.
Bull! That is not Borat.
Well, do your Borat.
My wife and number three prostitute.
Same.
No.
Your content's different.
No.
Sort of a look. Yeah. We can argue about this all day. Plenty of drive-through. Oh, God, the drive-through.
Hey, didn't that go off?
Oh,
gee.
God, who knew? It's a minefield. What a minefield that is.
I'm flabbergasted that the last time you went through a McDonald's drive-through was how many years ago?
15.
This is, wow.
When I was designated, because I would have stopped drinking, I reckon, so I was designated driver, and I reckon I remember having to drive my girlfriend, who is living in Cronulla, and our friends back, and I reckon, and I now remember that we had to go through the drive-through.
In Sylvania, on the way down? At the shopping centre, another one.
And I had to
one.
Keep telling them not to do fire in the hole, which is something they love to do. Where you order a series of, you order your food and you order three soft serves and then you get all your food and then you scream fire in the hole and you throw the soft serves back into the booth. And I say, don't do it. And they didn't that time.
Oh, that's good. That was the precursor to unicorning then.
Yeah,
which
same
were just
idea. Yeah,
taking the ice cream and then just throwing it on their forehead.
Yes.
Turning them into a human unicorn.
Yeah, don't do that, people. And Husey, mad bloody Husey came in today. Just insanity from him. He was tired because he'd done shows, but I've worked with him, 2 years in a studio. When he's tired, baby, he is off his head in a good way.
I can't believe he's still answering the phone calls. He gave away his number last week, about mid last week, and he's still answering phone calls from anyone who'll call him. I don't understand why.
He's mad. All right, enjoy the podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready, set, go.
Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed.
2 minutes past six for a Tuesday. Top of the morning, everybody. Lovely to be with you. Sadly, Em is still unwell, so we're sending our love down the well to her. She'll be back ready to go.
Is that a Timmy down the well Simpsons reference?
Was his name Timmy? What Timmy? Was the kid's name?
Is that the boy down the well, Timmy?
No. What was his name in the kid that... It was Bart pretending to be down the well.
Yeah.
I reckon it was Timmy, but I'm happy to be proven wrong.
That's all right. The Googling started. huge show today. Grant Denyer, Adventure Dad, how are you?
I'm really good, mate. I've had the best 4 days. It feels like I've been on holidays for about 4 weeks.
All right, so
amazing.
This is such an odd situation because I can... Timmy O'Toole, you're right. Well done.
Yay!
That's who is down the well.
There we go.
I was following your Adventure Dad on Instagram. And it is... Well, so you know what? We'll make some room for that, Timmy, later on because it was quite incredible what you got up to. With
a grumping Adventure Dad.
Yeah, grumping.
Like,
our producer Kim was doing something else. Give us just one thing you did with your kids.
Me?
What do you mean, me? Who else?
I don't know if we're talking to Kim or Ben. I took them on an exploring adventure where we went canyoning in the Blue Mountains.
Amazing.
And, I forgot about the sheer magic of taking a child and just what it's like to climb rocks and explore and see how far up the river you can get.
Yeah, man.
It was great one-on-one bonding time. She loved it. There were a few scraped knees to be shared between the both of us because
still,
the one thing I've forgotten since I was a kid was how slippery moss-laden rocks are.
Right.
And you come down hard and you come down quick.
So you're sort of taking your child on a kind of a... Like a death march through.
it was high risk at one point where we got to a point where we couldn't get out, we couldn't get back. What? So that was a little bit hard.
Hang on. The Westpac rescue chopper come and find you two?
We formed a human ladder to try and lower each other, sort of, because it was me, a mate, and his kid. And we had to sort of lower child by child sort of down this mossy rock that otherwise they just would have ended up like this big pile of bones at the bottom. So it became a team effort to survive.
You and your mate have taken the kids out, and then I had to say to the girls before you've gotten back to the mums, now let's not tell mummy anything. Let's not tell mummy what happened here today.
It wasn't a quick Let's get mum. It was a quick don't tell mum when we got back in the car.
There's no need. Drive-through is a huge issue, which we're just finding out today because of poor old Santo from McDonald's at Bass Hill. There was an issue. The cops have showed up at his house.
This is extreme.
Yeah, it's really extreme. The royal wedding is one of the most expensive weddings ever. Does an expensive marriage mean it's going to last? Going to ask you that today. Dave Hughes is going to join us for What's in Hughes's Wallet, i.e. you win his money. And Easter pranks, April Fool's. I have a theory that it's dead. April Fool's Day is dead. I want to talk to you about that because I think it's one of those things. It's an antiquated notion. I think we're going to move on.
I don't think there's anything even in the newspaper. Radio stations used to be a big one for pulling the April Fool's Day pranks, but I didn't notice anything in the paper. I didn't hear a radio station doing anything.
No, I reckon it's gone. But we're going to come back with What's the Superior Easter Pig Out? What did you just go hard on? Because it was a wonderful time to be alive.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
Hey, we just heard Pink. Sorry, I should mention this. We do have Pink tickets to give away a little bit later on when Pink tells you to call. That's when you call. But it's time to do What's the Superior. And there's only one thing to do after Easter. And what's the superior Easter pig out? What just got hold of you over this long weekend and wouldn't let go?
Can you give yourself a hall pass? I know, because you're a fit human being.
No, it was on over the weekend.
No way.
Yeah, oh God, oh, way. 13 10 60. What was this a superior Easter pig out for you over the weekend? And because today you're playing for great prizes, a school holiday plans are sorted at Taronga Zoo. Be transported to Sumatra to visit the brand new tiger trek. This is a family pass to Taronga Zoo. How good is that? That's going to be a lot of fun. Also, I've got $100 Cotton On vouchers, and this is the good one. Milky Lane in Bondi, the most delicious burgers. Yeah. We went there the other week. We got vouchers to go there. What a joint.
You were in your element, I might add.
That is who I really am.
I haven't seen someone eat a burger with their eyes shut for a long time.
Well, it's a religious experience as far as I'm concerned. So 13 10 60, what is the superior Easter pig out? We go cross live now to our executive producer, Kim, who's in the studio. Now, it was your son.
Yes.
How old is he?
He's 3.
And what did he get hold of?
Well, too many chocolate Easter eggs. And I did say to him, stop eating them. And I was like, fine, go for it. And then we're at the park and I had like 3 of his little friends, girls, run up to me, go, oh, Kim, Ben's vomited chocolate on the slide.
No.
So I had to run over.
A chocolate waterfall.
Was it all over the slide?
Well, it was down the slide, that's
what'd
for sure.
You do?
Well, I had to get some wipes and I just grabbed his drink bottle, his water, and then I just sort of tried to make it look obvious.
Were the other parents giving you the look?
Well, yeah, I got a few, but I just was very swift in my cleaning up of the slide. And then all the girls were like, it was, you know, they blamed him, the poor little thing. But anyway, I told him,
The only problem with brown stuff on the slide is I would naturally assume if I just came along and saw that some poor kid has just done their duds.
Don't you worry. That was my first thought. And I did do some sniffing at a region that you don't want to go.
He's sniffing the slide.
No, he's sniffing your son.
Yeah, just to double check.
Turned him around. That is the most embarrassing thing that could happen to you in a park. If you're a young boy trying to show off to girls and your mother grabs you and sniffs the back of your pants.
Sure, what I was cleaning, it was chocolate, let me tell you.
That is awful. So which type of chocolate egg did he get hold of?
Oh, any, but he got a chair to our fridge. That's what I realized in post.
Oh, well,
he's
young
pretty
man.
Smart.
So now, heist.
Yeah, and I made Easter cupcakes, so he had a few of those in the morning, and then we had an Easter egg hunt, you know, just went on and on.
So cupcakes, Easter chocolates, a whole bit.
Everything.
No wonder the slide copped it. So, Grant, what was yours?
Chocolate hot cross buns were a thing in our house. Man. Yeah, so the hot cross bun laden with sweet chocolate, and you sort of just lightly crisp it under the under like the sandwich maker.
Oof.
You know, the toaster.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Oh.
Yeah, that's so delicious. That is.
That's so good. So you've got those mix of textures. You've got the crunch of the initial toasting, and then you've sort of followed by the sweetness of the chocolate as your teeth make their way through the bun. It's
Come back to me, mate. This is, I mean, he's gone into a coma. So for us, myself and my wife, we indulged, and I invented something I called the classy top deck, which is where I got a chocolate lint bunny. I smashed his face. And then I got a white chocolate lint bunny. And then so all of the shards of lint chocolate, both milk and white, were sitting on a decorative plate. And I was putting the chocolate on top of the white one and eating them both at the same time.
Oh!
And what is a classy version of your Cadbury top deck chocolate.
So classy.
Wow.
What a guy.
That's good. I'm so glad you guys lashed out, because I was worried that maybe the extent of your Easter looseness might have been, I don't know, full fat yogurt or something like that. So
no. And my wife, we gave it a proper nudge, my wife and I. So, 30.
Good on you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I mean, I didn't do anything on a slide, I regret, but that's still, that might be today. So, 13, 10, 60. What did you pig out on over Easter? What just got hold of you? We got a vegan call in. Can we get Will back, please? I'm very keen to talk to what accounts as a binge for a vegan. 13, 10, 60. What did you binge on over Easter? Here we go. We are talking, what's the superior Easter pig out? Grant Denyer, it was chocolate hot cross buns.
Sure was.
I invented the classy top deck. Lynch, that was incredible. I kept saying to Tiff, look what I'm doing. She's like, yeah, okay, I can see it.
You were happy with yourself.
Now, I've asked for Will, who called in. Will from Castle Hill. Hey, Will.
Hey, mate, how are you?
I'm okay, but you're living a life, mate. You're a vegan, correct?
Yeah, was.
Oh, was? Until when?
Until, pegged out on some vegan Easter eggs.
Yeah.
And the missus went off a nut at me because I never give her any.
Yeah.
So we had a bit of a tiff, and then I drove off and then went drive-through. And so I went to KFC and got a chicken burger there. And then I went to Big Mac. Yeah. And then I got a cheeseburger.
Congrats.
And you know what, guys? I absolutely loved it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Will. We've had a moment.
He's back. He's back from
you
the brink.
You know what, Will? Are you better? You're happier now, aren't you, Will? That life's over, yep. Isn't it? That vegan life, that's behind you, isn't it?
Yes, that's it. That's my past, mate. Looking to the future now.
Yeah, so am I. I'm looking, you and I, let's go. There must be an all-you-can-eat Brazilian carvery somewhere that we can go to. Well played, Will. It was great to have you back, Will. It is great to have you back. Straight away, you're going to Milky Lane in Bondi, these burgers. You are back, baby. Yeah.
Imagine... You and Ed just cruising together, holding hands like Thelma and Louise, just going from one drive-through to the next.
Yep,
it's sharing stories.
It's so nice to have Will back from the brink. I can't tell you, it is so. You know, they had the they have those national days where you can sort of hand in, you know, you sort of hand things in, the sort of hand in contraband. We should have one day of the year where you can just hand in a vegan, just hand one over somewhere, and you can just into a drive-through and give them a burger, set them on the right way. Congratulations, Will. Belinda from Winston Hills. Belinda, what got hold of you? Yeah, it's you. What got you on Easter?
Well, my mother-in-law buys my children an excessive amount of chocolate for Easter.
Oh, don't have a go, Belinda. Things... Hang on, Belinda. What if she's listening? Oh, what if she's listening?
Oh, she's not listening. She's asleep, so that's fine.
Okay, yeah, good, yeah.
But one of the things that she got the boys this year was massive bags of the crispy M&M speckled eggs.
Goodness me.
And so my husband and I may have taxed them for everything that they wanted to do yesterday, and pretty much demolished the entire two bags ourselves.
How are you feeling today, Belinda? How are you feeling?
I feel pretty rotten today.
Yeah, you feel rotten.
For your bad parenting, or for the fact that you're fully loaded in chocolate?
They were quite happy to share and pay the tax so that they could do what they wanted yesterday. I thought it was a win-win.
Yeah, everyone's had a win there, Belinda. My mother-in-law's developed this new thing she does. One of the other things is that she had a lemon meringue pie that she then puts in the oven for 10 minutes to crisp it up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's a genius. That went very, very quickly. My wife got some of that. Talise from Campbelltown, come on. What was your Easter binge?
Good morning, guys.
I'm
all right. So I really like sweets, right? But everywhere I had to go on Sunday, because we have no kids, so we do the traveling to everyone, there was cake.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm a really good cake lover, but In the morning, I was at my grandparents, and they brought out mud cake. I'm like, oh, yeah, sneaky mud cake, no worries. Then I went to my brother's maybe an hour after that, and then there was sponge cake. I'm like, oh. And it just kept going all day. We went to six or seven places, and there was cake.
You're kidding me. Listen to the outrage. Mate, there's another 11 months for cake. This is the day of chocolate.
Yeah. Did you have any Easter eggs? Did you get any eggs?
There was some eggs on some cakes, but I didn't get many. They were all given to the kids.
Cake for adults.
You need the chocolate tax. You need to use that theory.
The old
as
chocolate
well.
Tax. You win today, Talise. You're off to school holiday plans are sorted. Taronga Zoo family pass to go. Thank you. And Belinda gets $100 to spend at Cotton On.
Get more of Today FM breakfast with M, Grant, and Ed weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM.
You want to talk about April Fool's Day because it fell over the Easter long weekend. Does it always do that? I don't know.
No, I think it's rare that it happens and perfectly coincides with April Fool's Day.
Right.
I reckon the children of Australia were particularly nervous about this one this year.
Why is
because
that?
If you've got that kind of dad, you know, if you've got that kind of dad, it might not work out for you.
Like a prankster.
Yeah. So hilarious dads all over the country, right, were tricking kids in various ways on Easter,
But were they? This is what you and I want to talk about. I believe April Fool's Day to be dead. I don't think anyone's doing it. Now, you've got...
So no one's doing the random alien sighting that you've got to go down to see the spaceship had landed, and they see how many people turn up in the park only to be disappointed that it was a piece of cardboard and tinfoil.
Was that a big for you, Graham?
Damn it, I fell for that.
They got you every year with that one, did they? Because there was it... was it Dick Smith? Dragged it when he dragged the iceberg from Antarctica one year into Sydney Harbour.
That's right.
Do we remember that? Am I misremembering?
I think that's right.
I think that was Dick Smith, wasn't it? And then wasn't Richard Branson, the Virgin guy, wasn't he big for an April Fool's Day? He's mad for April Fool's Day pranks.
Funny bloke.
Is he funny though? No, he's not.
No, he just thought he was funny.
But the thing is, he's so rich that it's always funny. You know, because he planned. I read him reading one of his books, and he said that he'd planned to fake an arrest or someone on one of his teammates, but then they got hold of it and they did it first, and so they got the police to drag him into a cell and blah 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 and kept him there.
So funny.
Yeah, what year was that?
1978.
Yeah, he dragged. Wow. That's right. He dragged a. Well, I'm right, aren't I? It was an iceberg in Antarctica.
Actually, they had a fake iceberg.
It looked great. And now with global warming, you can ride one in Bondi Beach if you want.
Oh. You know what I was going to do one year? It was in the Sydney Harbour's go that I have discovered on April Fool's Day the missing submarine that was never found after it came and bobbed Sydney Harbour. You know how one got away?
Two Japanese dwarf subs.
Exactly.
Yes.
And one was never, ever found. Mm. And I was going to just put a junk of like a wrecked car and pieces of metal just in the harbour and then just have a diver just every sort of 10 minutes bringing up a new piece of sheet metal and just going, yeah, we found it. Come down and have a look at the missing sub.
Are you saying you, or were you on Sunrise at this point?
No, I never pulled it off. I've always wanted to pitch this for Sunrise. I was trying to pitch this to be
right, because otherwise you just sound like an insane man pushing cars into the harbour, which is how clean up.
This will be fun, guys. It'll be hilarious.
This is it with just a producer in the boot going, I'm still in here. I think it's over. I didn't see anything that was worth noting except for... Elon Musk. Mm. Elon Musk is the founder of Tesla, and we are all convinced he may be a Bond villain secretly. And he put a tweet out that said, despite intense efforts to raise money, including a last-ditch mass sale of Easter eggs, we are sad to report that Tesla has gone completely and totally bankrupt.
Right. Hilarious.
A follow-up tweet said, Elon was found passed out against a Tesla Model 3 surrounded by Tesla keeler and tracks of dried tears still visible on his cheeks and a photo of him saying that he's gone bankrupt and he thought it would get really good get laughs. It didn't. The share price is down 5%.
Joke's on you.
Joke's on you, investors. That's
jokes
what happens
on
here.
You.
Where was that a minute ago? That could have covered some bites. That could have covered a couple of bites.
Sorry.
That's all right, mate. The way this works, call us 131060. We play a song. We stop the song, and you have to sing the next line exactly correct. And the prize is great. It's two tickets to open air cinema at Luna Park and unlimited rides at Luna Park. So, and it's good movies, too. I, Tonya, Greatest Showman, Justice League, Star Wars, The Last Jedi, Clueless, and Wonder Woman, just to name a few. Mm, exactly. Fiona. Good morning, Fiona.
Hello.
Hello. How was your Easter?
Pretty good, actually.
Yeah, what did you have?
What did I have? I had time off and I went to the beach.
Oh, nice. I was talking chocolates, Fiona. What type of
All right. Cadbury. A little bit of Cadbury.
Crunchy eggs?
Not up for the crunchy eggs. I like the with the creamy centre.
Let's go to our next caller. No, you're still here. Now, Fiona, we're all... Okay. When it stops, sing the next line exactly. Good luck, Fiona.
Okay. Oh.
Go on.
I know the song.
Yeah.
Good start.
No.
What were the lyrics? Because it's called Lyrical Gangster.
Okay. Sorry, Fiona.
I wish it was called Song Titles, but it's not.
Oh, Grant's gone nasty. Phoebe.
Hi, guys. How are you?
I'm all right.
Phoebe's... Good luck, Phoebe. And good let's luck. Not forget,
Thank
too,
you.
We are a stickler for the exact lyrics. Yeah. You've got to know them word for word.
Oh, no pressure. Thanks, Grant.
You can do just let the music sweep you away. Feel the groove and go for it.
Here we go.
Okay. This is so hard.
Sorry, that's incorrect. Phoebe, we got to move on. Sorry, right. Phoebe. Hey, you know what's happened?
What?
131060, a couple of lines have opened up. If you're screaming at your radio and or Googling, then you are a big shot here. Because Kev, morning, Kev.
Yep.
All right, Kev, yeah, you ready?
We know who it is now, Kevin. You're a big Destiny's Child fan?
Yep.
You're giving Kevin time.
I'm going to put that to the test. Here we go, okay, Kevin.
Here we go. Now, your turn, Kev.
2 seconds, I just need to pull over.
Nah, sorry, Kev. Move on. Sorry, Kev.
Righto. Pull over and, yeah, exactly. Look at my phone.
I think that was the worst effort we've ever had. I think I need to pull over. That is not a lyric, Kev, but we love you. But you love you anyway. Let's go to Tracy. Let's move down one, Benny. Let's go to Tracy. Tracy.
Yeah.
Here we go. Ready? Take it away.
Even in my ears, I'll still be here. Something like that.
No. You were sort of on track, but not quite. Perfect.
Okay, people are starting the call now. 131060. Jerry from Glenmore Park. Here we go. You ready?
Yep.
All right.
Even in my years to come, I'm still going to be here.
Woo! Give it to her.
Yep.
Yeah.
You got it.
With a bonus woo on the end. Did you know it, Jerry, or did you look it up?
No, I knew it. Oh, okay. Child.
Well,
every caller before you, apparently.
Phoebe and that bloke still pulling over. Congratulations. You're going to Luna Park's Rooftop Cinema. Wireless headphones are back by now. You can go to rooftopcinemas.sydney.com, but you got 2 tickets and unlimited rides at Luna Park. Well played, Jerry. 3-year-old child found after wandering off was the story. This is over the Easter long weekend. They're calling it an Easter miracle, and it is because there was a family camping at a campsite, New South Wales, Central West region yesterday.
Did you hear the name of the place?
It's Mudgee.
It's near Mudgee, but the area is called Razorback, which if you've ever seen the movie, it's pretty...
Oh, yeah, that's that movie.
It's a scary sounding camping location, Razorback.
Are you saying they should probably maybe think about changing the name, something a bit more friendly?
Something a bit more tourist friendly.
Okay, you're right. Hey, kids, where are we going? Razorback.
Let's go to the Happy Piggy.
Instead, please. Yes. So little boys wandered off, and then what was it 16, 17 hours later, poor parents are frantic. And then found 5 kilometres away from the campsite.
How does a little 3-year-old walk 5K?
My son's 6 months old. He can't get from one side of his mat to the other. So, Grant, you've got a daughter who's 2.
Yeah.
How far can she, if she goes, how far can she get?
Oh, she wouldn't, there's no way she'd even make 0.5K.
Right.
Like, the Denny's got short little legs, though, so that's twice the difference the distance of everyone else.
Here, have a listen to how cute he is. We're so glad that he's safe. Listen to how cute he is. This was him, one of his attempts to try and get back.
But he did tell Dad he tried his very best to get home.
He said he tried to jump on a kangaroo this morning because he thought the kangaroo might take him home.
Oh! my God. That is the sweetest thing I've ever heard.
And this is what a sweet little thing. If you got lost, Denya, you could fit in the pouch. So you could.
Excuse me, kangaroo. I'm very, very lost. Yeah. Can I hop in there for a ride back to my parents?
Enough of the weird impersonations today. You've become the man of a thousand voices. Just be yourself. So, Grant, Denya, have you your kids ever wandered off? Or you look like a wanderer. Did you ever wander off as a kid?
I did. I once scared the life out of my parents. We were on a holiday overseas. We were in St. Peter's Basilica, mm-hmm. right? So in the Vatican. Mm. And there was literally thousands and thousands of people around. It's one of the major tourist attractions for sure. So my mum said she'd take the elevator to the next levels up and go and have a look. I said I'd take the stairs. Mm. And I said, I'll see you at the top. I went up, had a look around, couldn't find it, came back down, just wandered off. Started playing in a few fountains, didn't realize an hour and a half had passed, and my mom is scanning everybody upstairs at St. Peter's Basilica looking for this little lost child, thinking that I'd been abducted. And then she eventually sort of found me sort of playing in a fountain. It was one of those moments where she came back, and first of it, she's terrified and she feels love and she holds you. Thank God I found you. And then the anger sets in, you know, and it sort of transforms from joy to anger when you realize I'm in trouble here. And then she just grabs me by the arm and then goes, I would murder you if there weren't so many witnesses here right now.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my mum.
I'm worried about, so I want to know what this is like. I want to know what have I got to look forward to? Because my son is sort of pretend like he's starting to vaguely crawl a bit. He's only 6 months. What do kids do? Where have your kids wandered off from? Where have you been and you just turned around and, the kids aren't there? Anita from Mount Pritchard, what happened to you?
Oh, well, I had gone to work my oldest son, which is a 20-year difference between my younger and my older.
Oh, God.
He'd just come home from work, so we were doing the changeover. And I came home from work and my son wasn't at home and, my heart just dropped. So we searched the streets. But when a man had seen my son, he said, oh, are you looking for someone? And he said, yeah, I'm looking for my brother. Oh. And he goes, oh, what's his name? And he goes, oh, Tamati. He goes, oh, no, you know, and carried on. And then he thought, well, maybe it is. His wife had gone past in a van and seen this little boy walking the street, so he picked him up. What? But he'd given the name Tommy.
Oh.
Because he changes his name all the time. I don't know where he gets that from. And so by the time I got home, all I could think was someone's abducted him. Because, you know, you watch these shows and the news.
Yeah, of course.
And then I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, I'm going to go to jail and, you know, start becoming erratic. Yeah. And then you start thinking what they could be doing to him. And, terrible. No. So when I saw him, and he just left home in his undies.
Jeez.
Like, he just walked out. And
Anita, what did you say to the older son? All right, let's go there. Let's get to the older son. What kind of punishment was dealt out to the older son?
Well, he's like 25, so there was no punishment I could give him.
Take his PlayStation off him?
He'd come home from work and gone to sleep, and that was our normal thing. And I'd always talk to him never to answer the door, wake his brother up. Jeez. And so I had taught him that, but it still wasn't enough that it registered because he was 5.
Yeah, no, I get it. That's
frightening.
That
I think the only answer is you need to start tattooing his name to his arm with your phone number underneath it
just in case he does that. Thank you, Anita. I was expecting they wandered off from the shops, but that was wrong.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed at todayfm.com.au.
Brand new segment, Denya.
This is so exciting.
Hold on to your segment hat because what happens a lot to me is that my wife will be scrolling through her phone and she'll attempt to use a sound in order to get me interested in some clickbait that she's just clicked on.
Like
so she'll be scrolling through and she'll go, and I'll go, what is it? And then she'll pitch the clickbait story to me, and often the answer is, I don't care about that.
Okay. And however, she moves on?
And no. So yesterday there was a two-footed stop in the street as she protested. She said, I know what people want to listen to. You got to start listening to my stories.
I don't think your wife would be very happy with your impersonation.
That was one of the best impersonations. People were thinking that Tiff Hall was actually in the room. She's not. That was just me doing her voice. There you go. You've gone behind the curtain. Maybe she's right. I'm a man who's willing to experience some personal growth, so long as I don't have to do any yoga attached to it. So here we are in a brand new segment called Clickbait, where Internet Kieran, say hello, Internet Kieran.
Hello.
You are our official internet guy.
I am.
Do a fantastic job.
Thank you.
And you have got experience. Well, you were poached from another network because you were so good by us. So sorry about that.
Good headline writer.
You're a very good clickbait headline writer, aren't you?
Yeah. That's my credentials at a former network, was all the headlines came through me.
Wow. That's quite a good skill. For those who can do it well, man, well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, so you can write headlines quickly, unlike Grant's last sentence, which was just a series of words in a row with no point. So what we've done is you've got your favourite clickbait stories.
Yep.
So please jump all aboard our new ship, the SS Clickbait. Launch it. Here we go.
Yes.
All aboard SS Clickbait. We're fishing for stories, and if we like a story and we want to hear more of the clickbait, then we're going to bite at it. You'll hear this. That's us grabbing lures. And if we don't like it, we're going to chuck it overboard. Here we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Internet, Kieran, I've never seen him more nervous. This is like your grand final. Take it away. What is the clickbait going around the internet today?
Not a joke. The new teenage internet trend is just insane.
Overboard.
Nah. I'm not in. Overboard.
Yeah, overboard. Okay. Overboard.
No worries.
See you later. What is it, though, just quickly?
No. Move on.
No, you can't do that.
What the Dr. Phil...
Oh, he's got grabs. Oh. He's got grabs we didn't use.
Catch me outside. How about that?
So what the Dr. Phil girl spent her first million on has been revealed.
That girl, play the grab again.
She's a million.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Yeah, I'll bite. Give it to me.
Okay. So remember the Catch Me Outside girl?
Yes.
Now, she is now a rapper.
Oh, no. Gucci flip-flop. Make a kick rock. It's
a big clock. Shake the wrist, watch. She's now earning $50,000 a week.
What?
Because she's touring. And her first million, she said that she's only spent her money on nails and eyelashes. That's where her money's going.
I want this noted.
Do you feel like you've wasted now this clickbait that you've bought on this?
While I was pretending to throw up overboard, Grant Daniel was rocking along to that terrible
music. He liked it.
Okay, next
some
one.
Sick beats.
The amount of millionaires in Hong Kong is mind-boggling.
Overboard.
Yeah. That's the one I really wanted you to snap at.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, we'll do it
why?
Later.
Okay.
I'll tell you about it. There's a new version of Monopoly, and it's the best yet.
Overboard.
Yeah, overboard.
Where Donald Trump's election campaign team spent $150,000 is under fire.
Yeah, I'll bite. Go on.
Okay. So we know that Donald Trump's like spending...
Oh, goodness.
Billions and billions
goes
and
for a long
billions
time, this crap, though. Now, not billions, but he has spent $150,000 during his election campaign on Amazon.
Amazon?
Amazon.
Doing what? Buying what?
It says that they spent $158,498.41 in 379 transactions that are classified as office supply purchases. Gives no further details. And they then spent, in 2017, another $2,000 on Amazon on office supplies.
Oh, my
that
God.
Is.
Kill me. That was the worst thing I've ever heard.
Grant's praying for an iceberg. Hit the SS clickbait.
Jesus. Clickbait, guys. Can I do the Hong Kong one?
Yeah, give me the Hong Kong. Okay. Give me the Hong Kong. Okay. Go on.
So we all dream of billion millionaires and being inside that 0.01% of the people who are really rich. Yeah. This is ultimate clickbait, okay? In Hong Kong, there is 7.36 million people. Of those 7 million people, a million of them are millionaires. Great story from there. Then you read down, in Hong Kong dollars, which is actually
that's
165,000 Australian dollars.
No. Bloody clickbait gets me every time. Thank you, Internet. But I had no idea, Grant Denyer, that drive-through can be such a minefield.
Yeah, can be. There's so many issues that can happen. Going through it with my wife is a nightmare.
Why is that?
She's got this thing where she rocks up. We've been in the queue for a while. We get to the board where you order, and even though it's virtually been the same items on that board for a good 50 years, she'll sit there and go, and the person will be like, what will you have, man? And I'll go, you always just have a chicken burger. It's always a chicken burger. What are you waiting? What are you waiting for? And then eventually she go, chicken burger. Oh, there we go. There was 3 minutes. I won't get back.
And do people go the honk? Is it rude to go? Because you got to remember, I can't remember going to a drive-thru. I just can't remember it. So if I did, it's over 15 years ago. If you're taking too long, do people behind you honk honk?
Well, that's what I'm afraid of. I can feel the pressure. I can feel them staring into the back of my head. Mm. No one ever honks. I've never been honked. But what I am aware of is when you get to the window, she's one of those people who will make sure that every single item that she ordered is in the bag before you depart
now,
the window.
This is that. Pause on that, because this is what brought it to my attention. Story today, a respected local businessman is spitting chips, pun alert, after police threatened to fine him for stealing McDonald's after he was given the wrong order. Santo is the gentleman's name, which I love, said he paid cash for 2 double cheeseburgers, 2 large chips, nuggets and 2 frozen Cokes. This is the Bass Hill McDonald's drive-thru. And then he said he didn't realise he'd been given someone else's dinner, which was worth, now this is the key phrase, it was their dinner, the one that he got, was worth $17 more than the one he'd paid for.
Okay.
He said her daughter was annoyed because she didn't get her nuggets, but Santo said to her, how good's this, just suck it up. And we ate it. He says he couldn't be bothered to take it back because how many times, now this is a key phrase, how many times do they stuff up your order when you go through drive-thru?
So true.
My answer would be zero.
No.
How? How can they stuff
it? It might be as simple as forgetting to put sauce in is the bane of my life. So if you order your little chicken nuggies and you want sweet and sour sauce, I find that more often than not, they're not in there. So if you ask for them, they look at you like you're the rudest person in the world and go, duh, sir, I know how to do my job. It's in there. But if you don't ask, it's never in there. So I get how frustrated this guy is. But I reckon if you didn't open your bag, you wouldn't know that there's $17 more worth of food in there.
You just get handed a bag. A bag is sort of weighs what food weighs, and then you'd keep going.
Yeah.
He was woken up 2 hours later by police officers at their home saying that McDonald's had reported the incident. They accused him of stealing McDonald's. He said he thought it was a joke. The McDonald's staff told police, I just ordered 2 frozen Cokes, but I ordered more than that. So the McDonald's staff are saying that he's basically running some sort of scam where he rocks up, orders 2 frozen Cokes, goes to the next window and says, oh, yeah, I got the family deluxe everything. Thanks very much. And then goes home with basically a giant Hessian sack full of McDonald's. They decided they're not going to press charges. I mean, what is the charge?
Yeah. For the staff giving you the wrong food.
What are going to wait around the toilet for the evidence to reappear? This is ridiculous.
I feel for Santo. I reckon he's in the right, and I reckon it happens to a lot of people.
Okay, let me know. 131060, I had no idea. I had no idea. What are the problems that can take place with drive-through? Is Santo on his own? Is the Grant Denyer experience, is it the little sauces? How bad does it get? Because I may tell this because there was an old trick that my friends used to play on the drive through down in the Shire, which led to a new window being erected, one that had sort of like a blast shield in front of it. But 131060, what can go wrong with drive through?
That'll be our next date.
So rhythm of the night, 7:44. Did the phrase, can that be our next date, make it to air, Ben?
Yes.
It did during the... We might have to isolate that a bit later as Grant Denyer propositions me off air. Yeah. He says he wants to take me through something called the drive-through. Now, I don't know if that's a manoeuvre or a place. Either way, I'm...
Both.
It's both.
Welcome to the drive-through.
Stop it, mate. You're on a real creepy voice thing today. You're on a real talking through a sock thing today. So... We're talking drive-through because a respected local businessman by the name of Santo has said the police have rocked up to his house after he went through the drive-through a couple of weeks ago at a popular restaurant, and then the police have showed up at his house and said, you took someone else's order. You took
chicken fries, please.
He didn't know. It was worth $17 more than what he ordered, but he didn't know that at the time.
He didn't. He did tell one of his kids to suck it up because her nuggets hadn't shown up. But there is a phrase in here that this particular place, that they get the drive-through wrong quote, all the time. Now, I am shocked at that. As someone who has not been through a drive-through in over 15 years, I would have thought that drive-through, they get it right every single time, because these restaurants that they're talking about are known for their quickness and their accuracy.
Yeah, refined process over many a decade.
So you've also got a problem with your kids, Grant. What happens to them?
Nothing worse than, because let's face it, when you have children, really the only reason you go to McDonald's is because of the kids, and usually they want a Happy Meal, not because they want the meal, but they want the toy.
Yeah, so quick radio lesson. We don't say the name of the restaurant. We say a popular burger restaurant.
Burger restaurant. Yeah, and often they'll have a toy for the boy and a toy for the girl. Yep. I've got two girls. We pull up the window. Here's your toy. We take off. Mm-hmm. Bang. They realize they have a boy's toy in their hand.
Go home. Bad luck. Go home.
No. They're kicking and screaming. That was the main motivation for going there in the first place. So you got to do the loop, join the back of the queue, and go again.
Not for a toy. A toy swap.
And be that person who goes, excuse me, you gave me the wrong toy.
You are TV's great tenure. How embarrassing.
They hate that when you do it too, by the way.
The bloke with the booster seats back, what does he want? So let's go to Sarah. Sarah from Sylvania, what is your gripe with drive-through?
My gripe is, so when I go through the drive-thru, I've been waiting for ages, paid for my food, and, actually, I've ordered three soft serve cones, so, you know, two for the kids, one for me, and we get to the window, and they say, can you please go and wait in the waiting bay for your soft serve cones? So I'm like, okay, this is a bit odd, but anyway, so I'll wait, and along come three dripping soft serve cones. They're dripping into my lap as I'm pulling them in through the window.
Yep.
And then I think, well, this is ridiculous. But anyway, we eat our, you know, dripping soft serve cones. Next week, I go and do the same thing. And again, the same thing happens. Can you please go and wait through the waiting bay, the waiting bay, and the soft serve cones? Well, actually, this time I've smartened up. So I've gone, no. And they look at me and they say, no. And I'm like, no, I can't wait. And then this is the... With a very straight face, I say to them, can you not pull three cones in under a minute and just hand them over? And the guy's looking at me and he's like, doesn't know whether to crack up laughing or the kids have no idea what I'm talking about except I'm talking about soft serve cones. I just sit there and wait until they pull their three soft serve cones and hand them over.
Oh, I love you, Sarah. God, I love you. Now... Okay, Sarah, I'm sorry to introduce you to our friend Internet Kieran, who before he was working for the internet, you used to work at a drive-thru, and a number of people are calling in complaining about the waiting bay, and I would argue that the whole point of drive-thru is drive-thru. It's not drive-thru, sit there, get told off, have to go and wait, then have to go back and use some sort of gunja metaphors to get the kids to understand. That is not the name of the service. Kieran, what have you got? What is your defence as a former worker in one of these joints? What have you got to say to Sarah and hardworking Aussies like her?
Sarah, it's your problem.
Oh,
the problem here is that you're ordering three soft serve cones.
There's no limit.
There's a thing here, is that the soft serve cone takes time because you can't pour it like a McFlurry because it's got to have the four swirls and then the top, right?
That does not take time.
No, but three of those, it's about 15 to 20 seconds for each of them because you've got to go so slow and get it right. Otherwise, people complain they haven't got four swirls.
Yeah,
this is your problem, mate.
Yeah, mate, I ordered
problem.
It 8 cars ago.
Get a McFlurry. It takes 2 seconds.
No, Grant and Sarah are right. I ordered it 4 cars ago.
I'm focusing on the two orders I've got in front of me.
No, this is what you do. No, stop. No. This is what you do. At the start of the day, you say you get all the Maccas people lined up and you say, right, who's best at pulling cones, right? Wait for a hand to go up slowly.
Which would be most of them.
Slowly. I love you, Sarah. You've got $100 to spend at Cotton On. Katrina, shut up. Turn his mic off. Katrina, back to the internet for you. Katrina, what happens at drive-thru?
They always forget something. It's not that hard. Forget the sauce, forget the chips, forget the toys, forget the cheeseburger, everything. They forget something. No. Seriously, not that hard.
And what do you do? And Katrina, what is your... How did you just drive off, go, we'll get them next time, or do you go back in the line?
No, I now have a stand that I stand at the window and I check my bag until everything is in the bag.
Oh! I can't do that. My wife does that and I feel the pressure of the line building up behind me and I say, just go, like we've just done a bank heist. Like, just go, hit the gas, get out of here. And she's like, no, we will wait.
I think you might have to. If this is happening so much, thank you, Katrina. And Katrina, any honking? Any honking going on?
No, because my son sticks his finger up out the window if they do, so yeah, that's tough.
Wow. Don't mess with Katrina. Yeah. Emily from Newington. Emily, so the drive-through drama.
Yeah, hi guys. Yeah, my situation came about when we had to wait in the waiting bay, and I witnessed the car next to me receive our big bag of burgers and fries, and I saw the lady rifling through the bag. Obviously, she was checking that she had the right order, and she didn't. She had ours. So then they took it off her and brought it over to us, even though she'd been through it and touched it all.
Oh, yeah, she put a dirty hand through your bag.
Emily.
That's close, right? So we complained, but we were justified, right?
Of course you were justified. What did they do? Did they give you a fresh order or did they say tough?
Well, my husband, he followed them into the store. So the guy said, okay, I'll go back and get you a fresh one. But my husband didn't believe him, so he followed him into the store.
Shadowed.
Hang on, let's see what happens.
So she got fresh fries, and apparently the poor young guy who handed it out got blasted by the manager for not checking. So
we thought it guilty,
but justified maybe. Yeah.
No, you're justified. Don't worry. I think that kid's been put on cone duty. That poor little boy that had to go and. I had no idea. I had no idea that this went on.
Oh, man. There's things that you can forgive. I can pretty much forgive no sauce in there, but if you forget a chip...
still on it.
Who are you?
That's it.
Oh, that's it.
I
will turn this car around.
I'm going to set fire to this person.
Oh, no. Denya. All right, radio too lesson far. Two. Okay. You can't incite people to torture.
I didn't use the name. I'll set fire to this nondescript burger joint.
I'm not learning very much, am I?
Get us out of here.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed by downloading the Today FM app.
When Mimi falls apart, New Year's Eve. When Tay Tay gets in a fight with Kanye. When you click on Justin Bieber's dick pic, that's entertainment.
Well, it's entertainment and means we're doing sport, but there is a crossover here because the South African cricket debacle, David Warner, Steve Smith, Grant, we've seen people apologising now and very emotional from Steve. You sent me a text actually saying when you saw Steve Smith's very emotional press conference that you yourself were getting watery-eyed.
Yeah, I did. He front-footed it and I loved that, and I think Australians love it when you own up, put your hands up, and there were a lot of tears. I think a lot of Australians kind of struggled.
When David Warner did his, did you have the same reaction?
No, I didn't.
And that's the interesting thing about this. The reaction to the two of them has been markedly different. But one person who reached out, so Deb Knight from Channel 9, of course, the Weekend Today Show host, sent out a tweet saying that her son, poor old 9-year-old son, had been crying over the Steve Smith incident. Mm. And then I believe that Steve Smith saw that tweet and replied. Deb Knight's on the line now. Morning, Deb.
Morning, fellas.
Well, it sounds as though your son took this whole thing pretty hard.
Well, I think he was like a lot of kids around Australia. We sat down and watched the press conference as it happened. He's a mad cricket fan. He's got a poster of Steve Smith up on his bedroom wall. He loves him and adores him. And he wanted to see what was going on. So we watched the press conference and he was inconsolable. Like, I spent a good sort of 30 minutes. He was bawling his eyes out. And we talked long and hard about all the issues surrounding it. And, you know, he kept saying, why did he have to be punished? He didn't do the cheating. And, you know, we're explaining the role of captain. You've got to front up your role, you know, as leader of the team. And, you know, we talked about all the issues. And at the end of it, we said, look, he said he still loves Steve Smith. He still admires him. And we thought the best way to kind of convey his feelings was to write a letter to him. So I sort of thought, you know what, I bet heaps of other kids are in the same position. So I tweeted it and I just said, look, if anyone else wants to write a letter, let's find out how we go about doing that. And I got an amazing response, and the Players Association got in contact with the address details. And then, Steve Smith himself.
And what did Steve say back? What did he say back?
It was just a very brief message, and he just said, look, can you let your son know I'm really sorry and I hope he's doing okay, was the sort of gist of it. And
what sort of effect did that have on Darcy?
He was really surprised, as I was, because I was like, hang on, is this a legitimate Twitter account here, first up? But no, it was him directly, and Darcy was just sort of like blown away, and we were just saying, wow, I'm at, you know, all that he's going through, he's taken the time out. And, you know, I've had both sides of the ledger on social media. It's a lovely place, social media, sometimes, isn't it? Had lots of people having a real go at me and just saying, how dare you encourage your son to look up to a cheat? And all these very cynical comments saying, oh, this is all an orchestrated PR campaign by Channel 9 and the cricket, which is so not true. And...
Yes, because this is exactly what Channel 9 wants. This is exactly what they want, the captain suspended for a year. I don't think so.
Yeah, I know. It's just, it's quite incredible. And so, look, I asked Steve, are you okay if I actually let people know that you've contacted me directly? Because I just thought it was a real mark of the man that he had taken time out to do that. And, you know, lots of kids are writing letters to him, and I dare say he will take the time to reply to them all, because I just think he's been really hit hard by this and he's showing real contrition.
Hey, Deb Knight from Channel 9, thank you. Nice to speak to you. I think you're right. I think Steve Smith now is, you know, obviously pretty sorry, and let's hope we can all move on. Hey, Grant?
Yeah, absolutely agree. I love the fact that he got in there early. As soon as he landed, you know, he spoke. The fact that it took Dave Warner an amount of time to respond was the concerning thing, because it felt like he had something to hide.
Yeah, I don't think Warner's been advised very well. I'm going to say that. I think there's been a number of things that haven't helped his cause. He seems genuinely sorry as well, but the reaction has been very different. God, 5 minutes on cricket. Thank you. That is what I call...
That's edutainment. Freaky, freaky, freaky.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks.
At 11 minutes past 8, we are desperate to give some money away. We're doing it for the new Slender Blender from Boost Juice. Less than 225 calories and packed with 20 grams of protein. I could do with one of those to wash out some of these delicious eggs I've been enjoying. But Grant, Dan, your official game show host, time to try and give away the 10 grand. Who have you got for me today?
Laura from Penrith, are you ready to play today FM's Alpha Bucks?
Oh my God, yes, I'm so ready.
You're doing some renos at the moment.
Yeah, we're renovating our first house that we bought, and we've run out of money.
And how old are you, Laura?
I'm 25.
You're 25, wow. And you're renovating. Which part of Sydney is it in?
In Penrith.
Great call. You're 25 years old. You're renovating. You're ahead of the curve, aren't you, Laura?
Just getting a head start in life.
We're trying.
What's the next part of the project that you need to knock over?
Well, we've just put the roof on the house, so we'd like to put some walls up next.
It's a good start. It's a very good start. It's getting cool. Winter is coming.
Yeah.
Okay. You've got 30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter P, okay? P for ping pong. For each question you get right, you'll score $100 with a chance to win up to 10 grand. We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice, and the adjudicator's word is final. Laura, your letter is P. Here we go. Name a language.
Filipino.
A website.
PeterPan.com.
A shoe store.
Pass.
Disney movie.
Peter Pan.
A skincare brand.
Pass.
A type of pasta.
Pesto.
Sydney train station.
Petersham.
A celebrity chef.
Pete Williams.
I think you might have made up that last one, but not a bad little left.
Yeah,
okay. Pete. Oh, no, really? $200.
Oh, is that it?
$200, Laura.
That's all right. It'll buy me a tap.
Oh, you got a tap. Well done. You got yourself a tap. Well done.
I hope it's a nice fancy one too. Well done. Thanks for calling in, Laura.
Thanks, guys.
Have a great day.
I can't wait to send that to Pete Evans. Pete Williams? He will be furious. The man you can hear sort of breathing heavily into the microphone is Husey, who's wandered in early.
Absolutely. You'll hear me from 4:30 with Kate Lambrick on this station, and you'll hear me. You'll see me on Husey. We have a problem tonight on Channel 10.
Keep the plugs coming.
What about the snorkeler, mate? Where's that next?
The snorkeler is going to, you know, I'll tell you what, I've got a big show at the Opera House coming. Yeah, absolutely, in October.
You don't know when it is, do you?
It's in October, but it's a lineup show, but I'm hosting it, so why not, yeah.
How was your Easter?
Easter was a bit sad, guys, because my family went away and left me at home on my own.
Oh.
And on Easter Sunday, I got up looking, thinking my wife would have left me something, like at least one egg somewhere. And I had to ring her and go, is there any eggs for me? And she said, there's no eggs for you. And I went down to Coles and Woolies, because I had to try both supermarkets on Easter Sunday. They completely clear out their Easter eggs before Easter Sunday.
No, they don't.
There was not one. I kid you not, and I don't know if it's a national thing, but there was not one Easter egg in Coles or Woolies, and I went to both.
Hang on, but there's been Easter eggs and Easter hot cross buns since
December.
Since the tennis. I got an Australian Open Easter egg.
Yes, but come Easter Sunday, it's gone, and I could not, nothing, I had to buy a flake. I bought a flake. I kid you not, I bought a flake. It was a dollar, which is good value.
Sight, man.
But I ate my flake on Easter Sunday on my morning on my own, and I had to imagine that it was an Easter egg.
Do you know what you are? You've suffered like guess who? You are the modern Jesus.
Yes, absolutely. He had a better Easter Sunday than I did, I tell you.
Didn't
he,
though?
Back on the cross, you know? I was, yeah, anyway.
Well, your martyr-in-chief is Hughesy. We segue from that into the cost of the royal wedding. Hughes.
Mm-hmm. A lot, I imagine.
Prince Harry, yeah, well done. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's nuptials in May has already made the list of top 10 most expensive weddings of all time.
Wow, and hasn't even happened yet.
Hasn't even happened. According to British website Bridebook, it's going to cost $58.3 million or £32 million. That represents a $22 million more than Prince William and Kate's wedding.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Whoa. Now, let's keep this in mind. Kate's wedding and William's wedding was in a place that was bigger. So the venue was bigger. That's number one. So how are they spending more? And then after this...
But also, William is he's the next... He's going to be the king, and yeah. Harry isn't. Harry's like the other... What's Prince Charles's brother's name? What was his
Andrew.
Name? Andrew.
And Edward.
Yeah, well, yeah. Did Edward get married? Did he?
Oh,
anyway.
I don't know. Might have been a Vegas job. I think he is married to somebody, but you're right. So this is not even the future king's wedding.
That's
$58.3 million. Now, Grant and Hughesy, Hughesy, your wedding famously is on New Year's Eve.
Yes, because you get the fireworks for free, Grant, on New Year's Eve. So everyone just go outside and then you see the fireworks. And I say, well, you know, they're part of the deal. So, yeah, so that's a way to save money.
Okay.
And also, a lot of, as you get older, people really run out of things to do on New Year's Eve. Grant, are you a big New Year's Eve man, Grant?
Not really much anymore, right. Bathurst really goes off on New Year's Eve where I live on my little farm.
I can imagine it does, but it gives your friends something to do on New Year's Eve. So it's a good idea for
Daniel. Your wedding? Expensive?
I had it in Hamilton Island. I kept it small, only under 50 people, which really does tick off a lot of family members when you try and reduce it.
But destination weddings are expensive. Oh,
yeah,
that would have cost a bit.
It was a little bit. But I think that the times have changed between like Prince William's and Prince Harry's. Obviously, security now is a different sort of ball game.
Well, they are
them.
Saying
so
that. They're saying that there's $2 million extra spent on security, and that's just to keep Meghan Markle's family out.
She wouldn't have many members coming, would she? Because they all hate her, do they? Or her sister does, doesn't she?
Yeah, we can say that. Yep, there she does. Well, here are some of the items. 20 silver-plated trumpets that will announce the event. For that's $162,000 for silver-plated trumpets.
Are they renting them or buying them? Why would you buy them when you should be renting them? They've got to go back, don't they?
Who rents trumpets?
You've got to rent
when
the trumpet.
When do you rent a trumpet?
Well, then what else are you going to need 20 silver-plated trumpets? I mean, you rent the trumpets and then the trumpets
there's
go back to the store.
There's nowhere that rents trumpets.
There's got to be somewhere that rents trumpets.
You would rent them. You just hire them to turn up. Otherwise, you could just got them at home and, well, oh, it's anniversary. Anniversary time, darling. Yeah. Let me just get this thing out and I'll see how it goes again.
Absolutely.
Sorry.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Don't encourage you, mate.
Are you hiding that talent under a bushel? Come on, you should be doing that every break.
That's what happens when you used to host. When you used to host Australia's Got Talent, mate.
Everyone who used to host it, mate. I couldn't do the trumpet. So my season didn't go great.
Usually did the rusty trombone. Yeah. So we move on to
this next item is absolutely ballistic.
Go on.
The lemon elderflower wedding cake from Violet Bakery in East London. Guess how much this cake is worth?
Hughes, how much for a lemon elderflower wedding cake?
Doesn't sound tasty as far as I can say. No. I reckon it's probably $500.
$90,000.
For a cake?
For eggs and flour.
$90,000.
And it's a rental. So
come on, you can't pay $90,000 for a cake.
Well, you can. They have.
What's in it?
Elderflowers.
Lemons?
No, and elderflowers.
What is an elderflower?
Does Harry Potter grow them? We're going to look up what that is. So, 13, 10, 60. Here's the game. How much was your wedding and are you still together?
Right.
So, does more expensive a wedding equal a better long-term marriage?
I'm interested in the result here, so.
Well, good, because you're going to have to stick around for it. So, 13, 10, 60. How much was your wedding, expensive or cheap, and are you still together? Does an expensive wedding equal a happy marriage? 13, 10, 60. The game is as follows. How expensive was your wedding? How long did it last? Because Hughesy Grant, we've just found out that the top 10 most expensive weddings of all time, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's wedding is already going to be in there with a $58 million on a wedding seems like a lot.
You actually haven't told us what's number one on that list. Are you saving that, or is there another? Have you got the number
one? I'm saving that.
Are you? Is that the? So hey, I'm hanging out for that.
Wrong with
you
this
know
guy.
What's one of the most weird items? It's coming. It's coming. Yeah, we spoke about the cake. Obviously, the dress is going to be between like $545,000 and $700,000. But this, have a look at this for a weird item. They are spending $46,000 on sausage rolls and hot tea.
Yeah, right.
Sausage rolls for a $58 million wedding is the catering.
Yeah, but have they put those two together in their little expenses, sausage rolls and hot tea? Is that one item? Have they got a deal on sausage rolls and hot tea? Is there a company that just does sausage rolls
Costco.
And hot tea?
They've gone to Costco, they got a deal.
sausage roll and hot tea company.
Are you looking for an ambassadorship?
I don't know.
Current ambassadorships?
I'm looking, kombucha, Remedy Kombucha is a great drink if you want to try that out, guys.
Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries, their wedding cost $10 million, lasted 72 days.
My God. Do the math. They spent
$2 million on flowers. Holy heck.
Salim and Aisha from famous Sydney wedding, $50 million. Not still together. Let's move on to Maz. Maz.
Hi.
How much was your wedding?
It was under $1,500.
That's reasonable,
isn't it? And how long ago was that?
And that next week it will be 24 years. Still married, together. Not always
Congratulations.
Happily, but mostly happily.
See, there you go.
Yeah. You know, that's like me. I got a replacement tooth put in when I was on the dole for $50, and they said it can only be there for 6 months, and it was there for about 12 years. Do you know what I mean? So,
well done, mate.
Did the job all those 12 years.
Is it wood?
No, I don't know what it was made of. No, it's out
asbestos?
Now.
Asbestos?
I've got it replaced, but
it was from someone else's mouth.
What a wonderful doll story. Sam from Warrawee, how much was the wedding?
Oh, I'm so ashamed of this. It was about 35 to 40 grand.
All right, but was it special? What type of wedding was it?
It was rural, so it was in the middle of nowhere. So the main cost of it was the catering, getting the caterers with no tables or everything had to be transported. And it wasn't my choice of venue, but you've got to roll the punches, right, and then getting relatives in from overseas.
You're the wife. Oh,
yeah, it's your choice.
I know, but, you know, it's more about, you know, the family history and, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, but hang on. Yeah. How long ago was that?
About 4 or 5 years ago now.
Still together. So, still together.
Yeah. Still together. Still together.
Well, that's good. It sounded like you'd broken up, to be honest. It sounded like you were so off his family that it lasted about 3 weeks, but you're still together, so I'm sure they'll be glad to listen to this. Yeah.
I'm not one who usually spends a lot of money, so I'm honestly really ashamed of spending that.
Was it your money
though?
Or was it someone else's money? Was it your did you have to tip in yourself for it?
For a little bit, yes, but we got some contributions from family, so it wasn't too bad on our end.
Yeah, it's a joy for them. They wanted to do it.
Okay, Corinne from Caroombah. Corinne, now, how long ago was this wedding?
11 years ago.
Okay, and let's go the cost.
$363.
God, that's amazing.
Wow. What was it? Where were you?
Vegas. Yeah. We got married by Elvis with our two children present.
Yeah.
We had been together for 15 or 16 years before we decided to get married. We actually weren't interested in getting married, but when we were going to Vegas, we went, where else do you get married?
Wow. And was your Elvis drunk? Because my Elvis was drunk when we renewed our vows in Vegas.
Well, actually, maybe he was thinking back now. His dance moves were a bit off.
Let's just go back to that, Tanya. What do you mean?
When you renewed your vows?
What
is that about, mate?
We were in Vegas and we thought we'd renew our vows.
My wife has been banged on about that for years and then she's stopped now, thank God.
But, she's thinking of moving on?
No, she's just hasn't thought of it like that.
Hughesy's here. He's been in here early. Put your phone down.
No, I've got...
two phones.
But also, remember I gave out my number. All week I've been copping phone calls.
They're still calling.
Oh, they're still calling, mate. Absolutely.
I can't believe how many you actually answered. Like, honourable, well done.
I'm still answering
them. You persisted.
I'm still answering them, and that's what shocks people, I think. So every now and again I just answer one. And they go, Hughesy here, and they go, oh, my God! And generally they hang up or they just want to have a chat. But then they would tell 10 of their friends. They'd go, he actually answered. answers. And so they all ring.
So, what's the most info? Is anyone ringing up with an info? You need to tell people what you want. Yeah. If you said to them, listen, if you ring up with some incredible piece of information that you don't know, if you can wow Husey, then you'll win something. Tickets to the snorkeler.
Yeah, right.
Make it useful, man.
Absolutely.
So you can get something out of it.
I should get something out of it. I'm just not getting a lot out of it. I'm getting dodgy memes. I'm getting a lot of people. Some people are inviting me to their wedding. I'm getting a fair bit of that.
So they want you to do any gear, though?
People want me to MC their wedding.
I knew they'd be wanting to MC their wedding.
And then, like,
how much?
Well, I
let's
haven't
do
got...
a rate card. If I want, if I've got, a, let's say I've got one. It's in Sydney. It's not hard to get to. Let's just say it's, I don't know, down at Darling Harbour or somewhere. You know, somewhere pretty easy to get to. And I want you to MC my wedding. Well, give me a rate.
You want a rate?
Give me a rate.
Well, I mean, it's an off-air conversation, but
well, it's on air at the moment.
Well, I'm affordable is what I'll say. If my diary's free, I'm affordable. I have a sliding scale.
Depending on my circumstances.
And there's distressed prices, you know.
Is there?
The closer we're getting to the date, the, you know. It's like,
the higher it goes.
No, the less it goes, mate, because if that date's free, if I'm free a week out, do you know what I mean? I want to fill that diary date.
Yeah,
if it's 6 months down the track, I'm going to charge you top dollar. Because you don't know what's going to come in on that weekend. So, yeah, but if it's... So is that what happens with airfares? Do airfares go cheaper? They should get cheaper.
No, they get worse
and
worse.
They should get cheaper if they've got a spare seat.
But they don't.
Should be almost free on the day.
They get... What, rock up?
Exactly. Two
then
spare
everyone
seats,
would be
who
doing it.
Them?
No one would book in advance. It's a terrible business model. Terrible. Hey, any naughty stuff come through?
No, not much.
No, and I'm not surprised.
And I cannot.
Don't encourage that.
We're not encouraging anyone. I might have on the afternoon. I might have gave some slight hint of disappointment on the afternoon the other day with Kate and a couple came through.
Of gentlemen.
No men at all, actually. Don't do it. Seriously, that's poor. My children often get this phone, so, you know, they want to see that. They don't.
If you're handing out your numbers to strangers, your children should not have access to your phone.
Your kids play with this. All right, 13 10 60. What's in his wallet? You know he does cash gigs all day. You know he's got money.
Yeah, but he's affordable. Can't be that much.
I am. And you know what? The thing is, I never check before I get here, but I went and got a coffee downstairs.
Okay.
And I looked in my wallet and I thought, no, this money needs to go to the listeners. So I paid by wipe and pay. No, it's wipe and pay. Tap and
tap
pay.
And go.
I tap and goed it.
What's wipe and pay? What's wipe and pay? You've invented something, haven't you?
There's nothing called wipe and pay.
Jeez, have you got that many servants that you're just paying them to wipe now? All right, 13 10 60. What's in his wallet? What's in his brain is the real question, but what's in his wallet? 13 10 60. Husey, we have a problems on tonight, Channel 10. Also from 4:30, you can hear him with the lovely Kate Langbrook with Husey and Kate driving you home. But the game on 13 10 60 is how much is in his wallet? Yeah. How much is in his wallet?
It's not as much as last week. I'm going to tell you that much right now. For free, you get that information. Last week was a lot.
Yeah, they scored. Remember last week there was more than Alpha Bucks, which is
sort of
weird. Lena from Earlwood, go take it away. How much do you think is in his wallet, Lena?
Oh, I'm thinking $110.
She's changed it on the fly, which you're not meant to do. That might be in the terms and conditions.
She's above, though.
Oh, you're over. Sorry, Lena, that trick didn't work.
She's not above by much, though.
Jeez, that was cheeky.
She's really close.
You know what she did? She realised she was the first caller, so she went, I'm not going to be closest, so I'm going to up my amount. She's a smart girl, but
she's
didn't work.
Really close, though. Oh, if it was near as the pin, she would have got it already.
Well, we don't know that because he's Luke. Luke! Hey, Lukey. Hey, first question is, you know how he was saying before that he's, quote, affordable to MC a wedding? How much do you reckon he charges to MC a wedding?
About the same as in his wallet.
Oh, really? How much is that?
Come on, mate.
Honestly. No, hang on. Lang, he's Australia's top comedian. How much do you reckon he costs to MC a wedding?
But yeah, how much?
I'd probably pay about $98.50.
$98.50?
Yeah, no, he's trying to be funny. Luke, you've lost. Come on, Luke. Come on, Luke. Jared.
Good morning.
Jared, what's the name of Husey's show?
Husey, we have a problem.
Already away.
Already want to give him the money, to be honest. It's great stuff.
Jared, how much do you reckon he charges to MC a wedding? What do you reckon he's got? What do you reckon it would cost?
To MC a wedding?
Yeah, for Husey, if he's going to MC your wedding. Australia's top comedian.
Probably between $500 and $600.
Oh,
Oh, man.
Well, look, I mean, if the wedding was next door, if you're a family member, do you know what I mean? If you were my brother,
you would only charge your brother $500.
I think so.
But you're a good bloke. The knockdown price of only $500 for a brother.
Well, I'm going to be there anyway, so if I can earn a bit of folding while I'm there.
Jared, what's in his wallet?
$109.50.
We are definitely giving it to Jared.
Jared, you're done, buddy.
It was $109.85, but you can't go over, so that's why Jared wins.
Well done, Jared.
Nice. Thanks, guys.
Jared's not on the. He's not in Love Island, is he? He's not the Jared from Bachelor in Paradise.
Jared, are you the Jared from Bachelor in Paradise?
I wish.
Have you had a pot plant weed in recently?
No.
Are you single, Jared?
No.
Well, you're not that Jared then, are you?
We're back with another round of Are You That Jared next week. Goodbye, Hughesy.
There you go.
See you, mate.
This podcast of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed has been waiting for you to enjoy whenever you're ready. Just like the new Slender Blend Up from Boost Juice. Lighten the load. With less than 225 calories and 20 grams of protein, they're at Boost Juice now.